Hello.
Hi, Nick.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Really good. Excited to have you here. Thank you so much.
So happy to be here. This is great.
Yeah? What's great about it so far?
Just being in your home feels just great.
Creepy?
No, it feels really nice.
I'll show you around.
Very warm. Yeah, it's a very nice spot. I like it.
I'll show you the
I got hit like by one of the branches walking in. It was my fault, though. I was looking at my phone while I was walking, which is always a bad move.
I get hit by branches a lot, and I'm not looking at my phone. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, explain to our listeners what you're congratulating.
You got nominated today, this morning,
yes.
for a Golden Globe
yes.
for Best Song.
I did. I woke up in a panic.
Why?
Because my alarm had gone off. And here's the thing. I was just in Europe and in Brazil and, you know, it was on that time zone. So I didn't fall asleep till very late, basically. So I was in a deep sleep at about 7 a.m. West Coast time. My alarm goes off because my friend was like in a panic to get up to my room to give me his phone and wake me up to, you know, give the phone to me. My manager was on the phone to tell me that I was nominated because he tried to call me about 10 times and I wasn't answering. But I was relieved because I stress about this stuff all the time, the awards and all the stuff, but I wasn't even thinking about it. I was so deep in sleep that I was just, you know, I had the most pleasant surprise.
Pleasant surprise, but that must have been felt so good to be in a deep sleep.
Oh, it was great. It was so nice.
And then, oh, that's awesome. So,
yeah, it was cool. I've been on cloud nine all day.
Well, thank you so, truly so much for being here.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Okay, without asking you, we try to not ask our celebrities about too many personal details unless they want to share, but I have two questions. One is about fame, one's about relationships, and you can answer them as vaguely as you'd like. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's sort of what I'm looking for. But I was thinking today about, like, when I'm like 55, 56 or whatever, if I make it that long.
Let's go with when, not if.
All right, all right. if I'll miss feeling a sense of recognition, like, have I become sort of numb a little bit? And because you've been famous for so long and wildly famous, are you sort of totally adjusted? Because I was thinking, like, what if I'm going to get, like, the shitty table or whatever? Because I feel resentful sometimes. Of course, like, when I'm out, whatever, walking, and I'm, like, the star without makeup. And not that I get hounded that much, but I get annoyed with the, like, somebody popping out from behind a bush. And, like I said, it really doesn't happen very much. But can you conceive of your life without that?
Without fame.
Yeah, without like...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of, I'd have to break it down into two pieces. The first being that if I could separate, you know, the fame from getting to do what I love, in some cases I actually kind of wish that I could just do the get to do what I love part and leave the other, you know.
Yeah.
I don't love the public life aspect of it. At times I feel like it gets kind of in the way of my creative source and my ability to be present in certain situations, and also just sort of the walls we build up over time as people. If you add other people's opinion to your life choices and your mistakes and your good moments, your bad moments, everything in between, it just makes it more complicated, you know. And it's all I've known.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I can see in my mind it being a different scenario. I think there are waves of a career and moments where if you place your own value on, you know, which table you get at the restaurant or how many people pop out of the bushes, it becomes tough to feel any kind of joy or happiness, you know.
That's the problem, is that I felt early on, not that I've known any degree of your fame, but early on I felt myself kind of seduced by it for a second. And I had a moment in a bowling alley in the town that I grew up in, north of Seattle, where I said, I really did say these words.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
You said them.
I said them.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
Words.
And I woke up the next morning being like, who the fuck have I become? What kind of fucking bitch? Like, who the fuck does that?
Yeah.
And I hope that I learn. I don't mean to.
I think those moments are important, though, to understand what your awareness of this thing is, right? And like how to approach it in a graceful way or not. You know, in some cases, some people don't really care, and that's fine. Everyone can do their own thing. I don't judge anybody for how they want to live their life. But, you know, I had my earliest character building experience. I was 18, and I was dating this older woman. And we went to this place. My brother Joe said, "You got to go to this place on Sunset called Redo." Not Sunset, it was Melrose or something. I was like, "Redo, okay." And it was new. It was a new spot, 18. Excited, I'm taking this girl who's 9 years older than me out. And the reservation was made under my real name, which usually I go with as some kind of alias. All Christopher Guest characters, basically, are always my alias. But I get to the door, and he doesn't recognize me, which is totally fine. Happens a lot. And he said, you know, I went to say, "Yeah, I think it's under whatever the name was." And he was like, "No." He was a real asshole, like a real dick. And I was so mortified that I was like trying to impress this girl who's older than me. I'm trying to get this new restaurant. Like really at like a peak moment of success in my career. And yet I have to like tell the doorman, I said, I'm Nick Jonas. It's a fake name. He goes, "Yeah, sure you are." And I said, "No, really, like I am." And I got really hot, like real mad, you know, my Jersey Italian side came out and I was about to get in his face and I just pulled out my ID and I thought this was like a big, like, "Fuck you, man," move. But it wasn't, looking back on it. But I pulled out my ID, he was like, "See, it's right there." Put it back in my pocket. I was like, "We're leaving." And we left. We went grab like pink taco or something instead. But I think those moments and those sort of character building experiences where you go to that card, whatever it is, "Do you know who I am?" And it backfires in a good way. It's like a really good thing.
Yeah.
Even if it's waking up the next morning feeling guilty about it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for telling that story because, yeah, it's just easy to get seduced. And on one hand, you complain about it because you feel like maybe sometimes people around you don't like you for who you really are or whatever, and your value is condensed to very specific elements of your life. And so it's good to, because I'm not comfortable being out in public. I don't know how to like walk a red carpet. I'm always like, my mouth is open way too wide. I never know how to stand. I'm always wearing the wrong thing. Like there's deodorant stains on my fucking dress or whatever. but those are things that you're not taught. And then when you get kind of sucked into though being treated more valuable than say your brother or something, like I've had to check my, but I'm 41 now, so I'm hoping that I check myself more frequently. I do, well, because no one fucking pays attention to me anymore anyway. Except for our dear listeners. Dear listeners, Nick Jonas is here in the mole room.
This is going to be one of our biggest shows ever. Our listeners have been asking for you for a long time.
Really?
So, yes.
That's great to hear. I'm
Nick,
honored.
Before we get on to our game playing segments,
yep.
What general advice would you give in terms of relationship stuff? Because we have a lot of younger listeners, and I never know what to say.
I certainly don't have
what would you look
out.
For in a woman?
What I look for in a woman?
Or in a relationship?
In a relationship. Well, I think my main thing is I look for someone that meshes well with groups. I know it doesn't say a whole lot about a personality trait, but the first step is seeing how that person is around groups of people, because that's kind of how my world is set up, you know? And that's my gauge on if someone is trustworthy, if they're kind, if they treat, well, this actually goes back to what we're saying, if they treat every single person at the table at dinner the same way they treat me, then I know that, you know, there's care there, there's an ability to really make an effort, you know? So that's number one. And then also,
But that requires like a degree of confidence though, right?
Yeah,
like,
confidence. That's what I was going to say. I think confidence and that go hand in hand. And that's not to say that someone's got to be dominating the room in conversation. Sometimes that can be overwhelming, but I think making an effort in some sense and in the same way that I would with new people. And, you know, that's important to me early on. And beyond that, I mean, you know, I think it's tough to say, you know, what is attractive, because everyone is attractive for different reasons and different times in your life. And I think, you know, it's all sort of about going with the flow and enjoying the ride.
That's really well said. I like that.
It took us a long time to learn these kinds of things. I'm marrying Sim. And
getting married in 2 weeks.
Yeah, oh, amazing. His fiance.
Well, she's married, meaning she's the officiant.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You're marrying him and his fiance. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes,
which would be,
it's going to be awesome.
Really incredible. We've got to talk about that.
It takes like the workload.
That's interesting to me.
Like, it's, yeah, it's great.
Did you get ordained?
I got ordained in 2007.
Oh.
And no one has asked me to marry them yet.
That's so cool.
I was just hoping that someone eventually would.
What's your opening line? Oh,
also, gotcha. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I'm Fuck sure she...
As long as I get attention, I'm happy.
You're going to get all the attention in the world. More attention than the bride, I'm sure, isn't...
That's what it should be,
exactly.
Basically. Yeah.
Totally.
Yep, that's a way to like really endear myself to the family. I'm going to wear a Princess Leia Jabba the Hutt bikini. And a tiara. Be like, love...
It's a good opening line.
There it is.
Okay, so we have deal breakers. It's
oh,
a segment
nice.
That we do. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. The coffee just got here, so now I'm like totally in the zone to do the deal breakers.
Do you have a busy night tonight?
Well, you know, I fly. So I basically, after this, I go get ready for the premiere of Jumanji. And then I wasn't planning on staying for a little while afterwards. But this morning when I found out about the Golden Globes, I said, all right, I'm going to have a couple of drinks with some friends.
Good.
By a couple, I mean probably too many.
Good.
And then get right on the plane and go to New York.
Oh, awesome. Good for
tonight
you.
Tonight at 2 o'clock.
Like that. These are the times, whatever, to celebrate. Why the fuck do I sound like I'm... 58 years old. I'm sorry. Okay, Nick.
Yes.
Deal breakers. Imagine you're single. I don't know if you are.
I don't
have to say. Okay, awesome. Are these deal breakers? She doesn't celebrate Christmas because it was her anniversary with her ex.
Oh, yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Why?
I think
it would be for me as well.
But. Yeah, I think that there are some things that I can totally understand, have compassion for, and be understanding about. I think that if it's more complicated than, like if it's a really traumatic experience, right? Like if we're going to go deep on this, I think if there's some kind of level of deep hurt and trauma connected to the breakup, then absolutely it's fine. She can do what's right for her. But if it's like a boyfriend of a year or two and not over him, and you know, whatever the case is, then no, I don't think that I could.
I think
both
ladies sound kind of awful,
yeah.
In my opinion. But what if she doesn't want to celebrate 4th of July?
For what reason? Because of an ex?
Yeah.
4th of July is an odd thing in general. I mean, it's funny how these holidays, you know, that are so exciting to you as a kid, and you're like teenage years, you're going to start to understand that it's really designed just for people to like be able to drink basically and like have fun and party and have a day off from work and school and celebrate our great country, you know. But I don't know that it's the kind of thing where like it should not be celebrated because of an ex. Like I think it goes beyond that somehow to like, you know, the foundation of our country as a whole, which is bigger than all of us.
What if she gives out her homemade artwork on Halloween instead of candy?
Homemade artwork? See, that's kind of interesting.
Like mugs that
I'm into
she's
that.
Like painted.
I'm definitely into that.
Yeah?
Yeah, super into that. I mean, as long as it's all appropriate to give to kids, I think it's great. I'm going to do that next year. You're going to be, is it a deal breaker of a guy?
Ding dong. Hey, Nick, it's Anna. I was
come
hoping
just
for one of your ceramic pieces.
Yeah. What is that thing? A thimble you put on when you're sewing? I'm going to make a couple of those.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And some plates.
Yep.
You know?
I want a plate, not the thimble, please. I know you got them all. Okay. She brings her squatty potty whenever she stays over at your place.
Squatty potty is a thing. It's like the step stool, right? That
right.
That helps everything come out smoother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's for... Okay, forgive my ignorance here.
Yeah.
But that's for number one or number two?
It's both. A number two deal.
It's a number two deal. Yeah. Okay. I think an open poop dialogue is very important.
That's nice.
I think it's very important. It doesn't mean I want to hear about it all the time. But I think that eventually when I become a father, which I intend to do at some point, even with my nieces, right? I think it's like natural to talk about the way humans operate. Like this is a human thing. One of the first books I read is Everybody Poops. And I think everyone's just taboo about talking about it. It's like, no, it's natural. It's one of the most natural things in the world.
But in a relationship?
By the way, it's more natural than like video games, right? And yet World of Warcraft and all that shit. Like we don't talk about pooping. So if she wants to take
it. But it's not a turnoff?
Well, like I said, I don't want to hear about it all the time. But I'm fine to.
At all. I can't believe you want to hear about it at all.
Sim is very afraid. Listen.
Okay, here's a scenario. What's your fiance's name?
Amy.
Amy, okay. So Amy, you know, comes out of the bathroom and says, that went really well today. Your reaction is?
A little bit of disgust, I'm not going to lie.
If you came out of the bathroom and you said, that went really well today, what would she say?
I mean, hopefully, you know, standing O, you know, round of applause.
I think it's an absolute double standard between
men and
women.
Absolutely right.
No. Whoa, Sim.
I would say that jokingly, and she'd probably giggle and laugh. I'd make a joke about it, but I don't know. I just don't want to hear her making jokes about it. I'm sorry.
No. You don't have to apologize. I just know that all of this is coming from your insecurity, because I have been on group vacations with you where you will not go number two until you're like, you have to like drive down the mountain to a gas station.
Yes. Oh, well, listen, I understand that, but that's more...
That's something completely different.
If Amy made the bathroom smell a tiny bit fragrant, you would probably be like, oh, I love her. I'm so happy her digestives, and I want to go down on her.
Listen, I think an open poop dialogue is very important.
Okay.
That's my theme.
Exactly. Just, you're right.
You fucking cut that out?
No,
fuck
I'm
you.
Cut it out.
You're a dick. I'm sorry. He's such a fucking asshole. Okay, she's a series regular on Vanderpump Rules.
Which is the reality show, correct?
Uh-huh.
Never seen it, so I don't know that I can fully judge that. But as a rule in general, reality shows rub me the wrong way.
Right.
I don't think it's like the right... My brother and his wife did a reality show with E!, which was produced by Ryan Seacrest. And it was not your traditional drama, sort of like trashy thing. It was more about just their life. It was more like a documentary series, right? So that, I was happy for them, and it's all good they did that. I think it's great. But for me personally, I did not really enjoy the experience of that or being involved in whatever degree I was. And when I see some of these shows, I just think it's like a fly on the wall to like the worst dinner party I could ever think to be at. And so the answer is no.
Okay. All right. Listen, here's the deal, Nick. You are shooting a movie in Vancouver.
Montreal. Yes, but same thing.
No. I mean...
This is the thing.
This is the future.
Forgive me.
This is the future.
Okay.
You're shooting a movie in Vancouver.
Yeah.
You play this crazy cop. You have a mechanical leg that like weirdly you shoot bullets out of your heel and whatever. Mm-hmm. It's been a long day of shooting.
Yeah.
You're staying at the Sutton Place.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a cup of coffee or a drink, whatever you'd like, after the long day in the Girard Room, which is the bar at the Sutton Place Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You're by yourself.
Yeah.
Somebody comes up to you. Hey, do you mind if I sit right here?
Yeah, it's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
Hey, Marco.
Hey, Kayla. What are you doing here?
I just want to get a drink, Marco.
Okay.
Fuck you. I want a cherry tequila bomb, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Nick, are you okay with everything?
Oh my God, you are, Nick. I knew it. Oh. I knew it. I knew it. Oh, yeah, bye. Yeah. God, I knew it.
Kayla, can you please? I told you about
Marco
this before.
Fucking pour me the fucking drink. Oh my gosh, have you ever had a cherry tequila bomb? They're so fucking good.
No, I haven't actually.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah. It's,
what are you doing here?
You know, I'm trying to just kind of kick back, and I've had a bit of a long day, and just sort of like in my own
too.
Little world, like
yeah,
in my own
me
little
too.
Thing by
me
myself.
Too.
And,
me too. Me too. Hey, but, can I ask you a couple things? Do you mind? I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to intrude.
No, it's totally fine.
And I'm so not, I'm not going to like tell anybody. Yeah, Kayla.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell anybody that you're here. I'm like super low key because I'm not even impressed by celebrity at all.
Yeah, yeah.
But so a couple of questions. So I'm becoming a singer and I'm also acting.
Great.
What like would be your advice to me?
My advice would be,
do you want some pretzels or no? I mean, I don't know. People like grub around in them. Okay. Yeah. No, go on.
Yeah. Do you want the advice or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
would say, you know, it takes a lot of practice, like anything. That's hard work and practice. So just put in your 10,000 hours and just have fun with it too. Find some great people to work with.
I can always tell that you're having fun with everything.
Can you?
Yeah, I really can.
Yeah, like this, this conversation.
That's like one of the things that I love about you.
Really, yeah.
Is that you always have fun.
It's having fun is really important.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Sometimes that alone time too is really good.
Oh my gosh, I'm such a solitary person. My friends are like, oh my gosh, Kayla, you're such an introvert. And I'm like, I know. It's because I need time to myself, just like you.
Yeah, I can see that about you. It seems to be.
Yeah. Oh, I see you have a book. Oh my gosh. Do you read? That's so cool. I know a lot of actors and it's like, oh, they think that they're smarter than they are. But you seem actually really, really smart.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm so sorry, Kayla. Yeah. I don't want to be rude.
Oh
but
my God, please don't apologize for anything.
I'm going to just get back to this book.
I can help you learn your lines.
No. But, I appreciate that. I prefer to do it alone.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh. No.
Hope you have a great night.
Oh my God. Well, listen, a couple of things. What room are you staying in?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Why not? Because I'm not going to bug you. It's just that I give an awesome massage.
Yeah. No. I appreciate the offer,
too.
But no. The answer is no.
Have you ever had the jalapeno poppers here?
You know,
they're so good. They're so good. Also, the creme brulee.
I don't know how to do the polite version of this anymore.
Here's your check.
Marco, get the fuck out of here. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, so in your 1025.
Nope.
1025.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Nick.
Marco.
So I will meet you up there.
What the fuck, Marco? So sorry.
I'll meet you up there.
Okay,
we'll study.
First of all,
I'm so excited because
let's just start there.
All right,
Marco, go fuck yourself. Kayla, it was
Nick,
interesting.
I'm right behind you.
How often does that happen to you?
You know, I loved the detail in the performance because it really, the best line is, I'm not fascinated by a celebrity. Or,
No. I know a lot of famous people.
People offend, I believe it's a thing of they get nervous and they don't want to appear nervous or like they view you differently. So they say something offensive in most cases, to me at least. A lot of, the main one I get is like, you're so much shorter in person.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah. Aww. That one. And then there's, I'm not a fan, but my sister is, or my cousin is, like, I don't like your music, which is offensive.
Yes.
And then the one time someone says, I literally said back to them, like, that was rude. You didn't need to offend me to they were like, listen, I just want to be honest and tell you that I think this record sucks. I was like, why did you come to the signing for the album? I think the record sucks. And I'm like a real fan. So I'm just always going to be real with you.
Can I do that with you?
Yeah, please.
Hey, so I've been waiting in line for
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Great. No, it's awesome. I've been a massive fan of yours for a really long time.
Cool.
I just have to get this off my chest. And I just think you're this current one kind of sucks. Like, I feel like you didn't put all your heart and soul into it. And I just, because I've been this big fan of yours for a really long time.
It's not a joke. You're serious about what you're saying.
Yeah. I feel like you're losing.
I'm sorry.
I just feel like you've lost something, your original vision. But
you're totally entitled to your opinion, by the way. I'm really proud of this one.
I just want you to know
You know, there's like two songs about.
I want you to be real.
Like death.
Like be
and
who you were.
Like loss, you know, and you know, breakup. Yeah, and it's pretty heavy.
But I want you to return to who you were. Like, I feel like you're getting seduced by fame and like women and sex. And, you know, like.
I haven't had sex in a year and a half, so I'm.
But that's how I feel. And
interesting.
I just want
so you would say you're like
always
a real
keep
fan.
It real because yeah. I've been a fan of yours since I was 7. And I just want to make sure that you always return to who you were because I feel like I've lost you.
Okay. Well, I feel like I'm really discovering who I am and coming into my own as an artist.
Yeah,
and,
but who is that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now I'm questioning just
about
everything.
Saying?
You know,
like,
so.
Who is that?
Also, who
because
are
I
you?
Thought I knew
so,
you.
Basically...
The worst person ever.
I like that scene. That's a good one.
Anyway, if there's any way you could sign for
yeah.
headshots.
Sign these last four albums, just not this
like,
one.
I want to fuck you forever. Love, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I don't know what it's like at all, but yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry now, that I'm plain.
You build up a thick skin.
Yeah.
Over time. And, you know, it's all good.
You weren't phased, though. That was impressive. You were kind.
Yeah, and that's genuinely how I am in most cases. I mean, there's only ever been one time where I kind of snapped back at somebody. But it wasn't they said something to me. They said something to a friend of mine who's an actress. And it was so unnecessarily rude. And the guy was drunk and it wasn't, you know, it was like, but same deal. He's like, I just didn't like this movie. I just got to say it. I'm one of these guys. Anytime someone starts something, that's just who I am. It's like, that's just who I am. Like the setup to the most offensive thing in the world that you're about to hear. And yeah, he said that and I was not happy.
And do you think that on some level though, like somebody who says something like that thinks that your response is going to be like, oh my God, thank God somebody is real with me. I've been hoping for some like harsh critique on that earlier work. No,
yeah, exactly.
I'm so sorry that didn't touch you the way that
like,
it was
yeah,
meant
like,
to.
I fucked up. You're right. All that time I put into it,
give
was all for
number,
nothing.
Give me your number. Give me your email. Man, let's fucking go to Cabo. I'm sorry. Let me make this up to you.
Yeah. You know what I feel really bad for beyond entertainers is athletes. I've become friends with a few athletes and what they have to deal with and you know, specifically football players, like the pressure of, you know, a guy like a quarterback or a wide receiver. It's like there's a whole team of guys out there and somehow the talking heads single out like the one guy. There's literally 75 fucking people on this team. And they're like, oh, you know, Tom Brady just doesn't have it anymore. You're like, one bad game, you know, it's
so
really
ridiculous.
Unfortunate.
And fantasy football hasn't helped anything either.
I refuse to play fantasy for that reason.
Yeah.
Because I just want to, you know, I want to enjoy the game. I don't want to be stressed about my player doing whatever. You're not a sports fan, right?
No, I am, but okay. It's just funny that Sim is like initiating this because we have a fantasy football team. And
are you doing well in the fantasy football?
We have we're doing really well, actually. We're playing, we're beating Zac Efron right now. We're in a celebrity league.
You're beating Zac Efron?
Oh, yeah, we're in the playoffs. First round of the playoffs.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks
I've heard
so
he's,
much.
I mean, there's one thing I know about Zac Efron.
I'm glad you came on the
podcast
now.
It's that he's great at fantasy football. So, really nice guy.
That's all I care about. I beat
actor.
Kevin Durant, and now we're beating Zac Efron. Perfect.
That's funny.
Okay, should we go to the game?
Yeah, let's quickly go to the game, and then we'll do the calls.
By the way,
you guys have to get out of here pretty soon.
Speaking of Zac, that movie, The Disaster Artist, is very funny. He's got a
love
small role. It's so fun. I saw
such
it last
a great
night.
Movie.
It's great.
So, Jumanji comes out. Right, December 20th?
December 20th, yeah.
And Home?
Home is the song that's nominated for the Golden Globe.
And you have new music coming out in 2018?
Yeah, so I before I started the promo run for Jumanji, I was up in Montreal shooting a film called Chaos Walking. And before that, I made an album, which I pushed the release to next year so that I could kind of focus on promo stuff and all the other things. But there is new music done, and I'm really excited to release it and do some shows in South America with Bruno Mars. Start of the year, which will be very fun.
Why ever would you need coffee in your life?
Exactly, yeah. I don't know. Just, you know, it helps a little bit.
So I guess we're doing a game.
Oh yeah.
Well, should we do calls or game?
We're gonna do the quick game. It's gonna take a second, hopefully, and I'll make it really short. It's a game that our little team here invented. It's called "What's Your Mood." So, ooh. Nick, you've said in the past that with every song that you write, you're trying to create a purpose with it, whether it's a song for sex or for anger, it creates a mood. So I'm gonna play a small snippet of a song of yours, and Anna, you have to guess the purpose or mood that he was trying to create with it.
Oh, fuck.
And then, Nick, you'll let Anna know if,
what the real one was. Okay, yep. I like it.
Okay, so wait, what are my options? Like sex, love, anger,
it could be anything. Yeah. You just think about it, whatever.
Endless options.
Okay, but please know, Nick, that what's my score when we do these games?
Well, this game, you really can't win or lose in this one. Your record is 3-10. But I don't. But this is going to be easy because there are no. You know, you can't really. I mean, actually, he will decide how you do. Nick will decide how you do. But let's hear the first. You guys can hear it, right? Okay, let's hear the first one. So one. You want to hear it again?
What do you think?
Hope.
You know, that's actually pretty good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good because the song is about like the end of a relationship, but the idea that realizing freedom and being single is amazing. There's hope in that. And that is the message.
Nice job.
Look at that. That was impressive.
Let's see how you do with this one.
I think you're being very generous.
No, that's actually really good.
All right. Here's the next one.
The possibility of the night.
Interesting. This is, but
possibility
not really.
In general.
It's about a breakup, and how we had this bottle of champagne saved for our anniversary, and we didn't quite make it, so we popped it open anyway, and had a sort of a sad toast at the end of a relationship. So the emotion in that would probably be reflectiveness.
Reflective.
Okay. That was not reflective.
I got reflective out of that.
But it was.
I was imagining being on a party bus, like at like.
It's dancing through your tears. You know, it's one of those. That's 20. What
it should've been. But he said champagne problems.
I don't listen to the fucking words.
All right, next one.
Neither do I. Actually,
let's go to the next one. I
fell in love. Oh wow. With the pizza. You're going back about 100 years. This one.
Taking it back.
I mean, how'd you even find this?
Oh, it's out there.
Reflective graduation.
Yeah. What? graduation.
Like
of
looking
what?
To the past and to the future all at the same time.
I currently feel that way. I feel like it's nostalgic, but the song was there's no emotional context for that. I don't think it was written for a TV show that we had where we fell in love with the pizza girl and we ate pizza every day.
There we go.
I mean, it's literally like. Can you write a song about like falling in love with a pizza girl and then eating pizza every day? Like, yeah, we can actually do that.
So I guess I read
did you
a little
get
more
partial
into
credit
it.
For it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's
reflective you graduation.
You didn't get that one.
Oh, sorry, Anna.
Nick.
All right, let's see how you do with this one. So
okay, this is when you've been able to buy your first nice car and you're going out on the town. You've like,
and you're picking
there's
up
there's some like smoking brunette in the passenger seat next to you, and you're just like, everything is possible.
Like, we're going to 7-Eleven, gonna get you a slushy.
What do you think? What do you think?
I think that's exactly what it is. I literally.
Are you just being kind now?
No. It's. I could not have explained it better.
All right, Anna, you're doing really.
You
well
really don't listen to the lyrics at all.
That's a sex song.
Kind of, but no. That's the thing you're meant to think it is. That's the distraction. The title's under you. You know, so it's
right.
It's the old. But I'll never get over not. The word not being the premier word. Not getting under you.
Wait.
It's about sex that never happened.
Oh. And wait, is that refusal on confusing. Your end or I'll never refusal get over. On her end?
It's a double negative, actually.
Uh-huh.
That's because, you know, we weren't you'll meant never, to be.
Okay, you'll it's never get over thing. Not having sex with her.
Yeah, but it's, you know, beyond just the sex. It's getting under her emotionally,
yeah.
physically, and mentally.
Ah, what a weirdly fucking manipulative, twisted mind you have.
Let's see how you do with this one.
I got it. Okay, this is when you're leaving Van Nuys Airport in a private jet. You're headed for Vegas, and Jamie Foxx is on your plane.
I mean,
and the music starts
kind of
blasting.
Perfect.
Nobody has to put on their seatbelts, and it's
fun, right? It's just everyone's in, and you don't know how they all know each other. But you're like, but Jamie Foxx is here.
That's
and
right.
It's fucking awesome.
That's right.
And we're having a lot of fun.
That's right. Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Thank you.
Nice, Anna.
I mean, exactly.
Wow. All right. So this one, you just got nominated for the song today. 'Cause I'm happy to call this. Oh, don't go running. I'm good knowing
that I belong. Happy to call this. It feels like when somebody incredibly wealthy has invited you onto their catamaran. And
yeah.
And it's like approaching sunset and you're there with a ton of people that you love and the breeze is just right and things are like slightly exciting. You're sort of heading into the horizon. Mm-hmm. You may never come back.
It does have that vibe. It's got a real like sunset sort of
it's like hope,
catamaran
but, yeah,
vibe.
Peace.
All right, I've got
and
one
you get
now.
To sit up on the net, you yeah. know, with somebody that you're crashing on.
Yeah, and you just look over and go, isn't this great?
Yeah.
One of those moments.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got one for you.
Okay.
Forgiveness is one. I mean, that's one of
Wait.
My favorite songs of all time.
Thank you, but do you know more than that?
I mean, I don't know the
we
verses.
We could sing it together.
I could probably, I could, actually, I could probably it. Think of more lyrics than I, do we have like a karaoke version of it?
Forgiveness is more than saying sorry.
What a great song.
Forgiveness.
Take it away.
I can't remember the rest, but I do know this part. To forgive is divine.
Yeah,
so let's have a glass of wine. And have makeup sex. Until the end of time.
That's you are truly brilliant in that role.
Thank you.
It's great.
Samantha, James. Samantha and Nick should team up.
I'm down. Actually, that would be hilarious.
It would be amazing.
Can we make that happen somehow?
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. Wow. Did you write that song?
Of course.
Did you actually write it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why are you calling me out like this?
No, I'm just curious because I want to know if
no,
like,
I don't know
if
anything
it, if
about
it
music.
Charted or like if you got like money like from it.
Fuck no. I don't think so. If I did, it was... It's like that those weird 12-cent checks that you get every 6 months.
Yeah, I get those from Disney. But they're for like 2 cents.
You know what? We just do the one call. We have time for one.
All right.
Let's do that. So good job on the game, Anna. I think you did well, right?
I thought I won all of them. I think
it was very creative and highly interesting and good.
Fuck you,
she was kind of off. She was way off, wasn't she?
No, actually, no. I will say you are the only person who has ever accurately depicted the emotion for Bacon, which is the first song that was played.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Wait,
you did
that's
something.
The only one I got?
No, the other ones were good. The Jamie Foxx one was interesting. It was good. I liked it.
Should we go to calls?
I just feel so small.
So now we give relationship advice, Nick.
Yeah.
So we're
I
gonna,
love giving relationship advice.
You're going to be great at this. We're going to call Samantha right now. Samantha, she's in Ottawa, and she's 23.
Nick, thank you, by the way. I know you have to scoot soon.
Thanks for having me.
Hello?
Hey, Samantha, it's Sim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to introduce you to Anna right now.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Anna.
Hey, thanks for being a part of this. And we have Nick Jonas here.
That's hello.
Amazing.
Hi, Nick.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're amazing.
Samantha, tell us about this situation you have going on with your boyfriend and this girl in your friend group.
So I've been with my boyfriend, Chris, for almost 2 years now. And he has a super tight-knit friend group. And I'm sort of the newest member of this friend group. But there's this one girl, Leanne, that he had a history with in high school. And she's always kind of giving me bad vibes. And whenever we hung out, she'd, you know, tell me how chill I am. And I'm such a good girlfriend, given everything. And then I asked my boyfriend if I was missing something and if there's anything going on. And he just kind of said, no, she's crazy. Just ignore her. And I was like, okay. But then this past March, I found out that the two of them were actually sleeping together when we first started dating. And obviously I was upset that he never told me anything, but I just kind of, you know, let it go because it was at the beginning of our relationship. And then a couple months ago, I got an anonymous email saying that Chris had made a move on Leanne a few months prior to this happening, asking her to have sex with him one last time. And he claims nothing actually happened and that he just asked her and that was it. It was a drunk mistake. And because of that, you know, I chose to believe him and let it go. That being said, she's obviously still in the friend group. She's at every event that we go to. And I really don't want to be the girl that, you know, bans my boyfriend from being around a girl or that comes between his friends. But I'm just really uncomfortable being around everyone at this point. And it's gotten so bad that I'm starting to be villainized by the friend group. You know, it's turning into, if I go, then she can't go, or vice versa. And as a result, my boyfriend isn't going to things, and it's causing this whole riffraff with the friend group. And since this happened, you know, 6 months ago, it's been long enough that I don't feel like I have the right to be upset anymore. And because I made the decision to get over it and forgive him, it's kind of all on me to just get over it and deal with it, be part of the friend group, and just be an adult. And I just really need help on how to navigate the waters from here.
Samantha, and our guys will chime in here. This is one of those moments in your life where, I mean, you described it as being an adult by getting over it. But the truth is, this is one of those moments where it's time to not let someone else determine your value. Like, none of this adds up. This dude does not, and of course, you're calling because on some gut level you know this. And I wish at your age that I had been told this. This whole relationship is making you feel like shit, you know? I think that's at least what I hear in your voice. And so I think you have to, this is when you stretch your legs. And it's going to hurt because you'll miss him and maybe the friend group. But this is also one of those times when it's like when becoming an adult means becoming independent and valuing yourself, I think. And I think that, you know, there's all kinds of red flags. You see them. You've just told them to us. And the fact that he's making you feel terrible for whatever his...
complete manipulation.
Yeah, for whatever his, like, whatever his shit's, you know, whatever's going on there, and that you are sort of absorbed into his friend group, and they all are doing their thing, and there's clearly this weirdness with the other girl, and your boyfriend is enjoying the dance between you and the other woman. It's not healthy. It's not good for you. I'm sorry if that sounds harsh.
No, that's okay.
Nick, do you have any ideas?
I mean, I think that, you know, it's always tough when you have these situations with big groups of friends. There's lots of history with everybody. You know, but if this is a situation where if it's one time, it's something you can get past, I think. And then if it happens again, you know, it's a red flag that shouldn't be ignored. And it seems like there's been enough on both ends that the signs are pretty clear what's going on. And maybe it's best to remove yourself from a situation where, you know, you could potentially get hurt. You know, when you can see it from a distance already, just you don't need that in your life. It's kind of poisonous. And also, what Anna said about, you know, your value is in more than these two people or this friend group's view of you. You determine who you are and you know, what makes you special, and that is not for them to decide.
It's not on you to move past this. This is a big deal, you know, and the 20s should be a time in your life when you really get to live exactly for you, you know, and I hesitate to use the term selfishly, but that is sort of what I mean. And I don't know. I don't like it that he admitted to trying to sleep with this girl.
Well,
I don't
slept
like
with
it
her,
that,
right? He slept with her for the first 3 months while you guys were dating, and yet I just don't
know
how you can
about,
trust
yeah,
him.
Yeah, just, Samantha, I don't know if it's his charming manipulative qualities that keep you sort of sucked in, but I would run. I would leave this. I would leave this if you can. You know, I understand that it's tough, but I would leave.
It seems pretty evident to me.
It seems to me like all these people seem to know what's going on except for you, and I don't like that. I've been in that position before. And it feels pretty terrible when all the truth comes out, because it does. The truth always comes out.
What are your conversations like with your boyfriend right now?
Right now we're really good, and that almost makes it worse, because it's sort of like when I do get upset about it, or if an event does come up, it's sort of rocky waters between us, because I don't want to upset him by bringing up the situation.
And he gets upset. If you bring this up, he gets upset, and then he gets really annoyed, and then you feel like you did something wrong. I know men that
are really great
at doing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was in a relationship in high school and then another one in college where my boyfriend would constantly tell me that I was so dramatic. And I didn't think I was being dramatic by accusing him of cheating on me. When he totally had.
Yeah.
Was like, I'm being dramatic. And I learned from that, I think, because you learn from every relationship experience. But a lot of times people who are feeling guilty about something or highly manipulative people will go on the offensive to create a strong defense. And it's really great that you're clocking all these things. And maybe you'll be with him for a little longer. But I think it's good to be reflective and know that there's great men out there, you know, that won't be fucking somebody in your friend circle and making you feel like a crazy person, you know?
Yeah. He is a good guy, right? But it's just, you know, there's always going to be that, well, is he going to do it again?
Yeah.
Or the next time, is he actually going to sleep with her? Or did he actually sleep with her?
I don't know.
I mean, if he was sleeping with her for the first 3 months of your relationship with him.
Yeah.
And all of your friends are saying that they might be sleeping together again. I don't know.
Yeah, you did get an anonymous email. I don't know, Samantha, just protect your heart, you know, and value yourself. And I'm sorry.
I know this is going to be hard, because she's not ready to get out of this relationship.
Not. Yes,
you can tell that she's just not.
Of course not, yeah. But it's a sign that you called us, I guess. But
maybe she needed to hear it from three strangers, you know? I mean, I feel like everyone here in the room watching are pretty much on the same page, right? I mean, no one ever wants to hear this stuff, but this is hard.
Oh, and you know what though, Samantha? Know this. Pretty much everyone has been there in a version of this. And so I think that your story will touch a lot of our listeners. Except for Nick. Nick may have never been in this position.
I have. I certainly have. But also, you know, I'll say this. The signs are all there. I know these things are tough to let some people go, and when you feel like you should and whatever else. A hard pill to swallow. But it's going to be okay. I truly believe that. I mean, no matter what happens, like, the reality is, you're young, you have a lot of life ahead of you, and these things will pass as well. And the pain goes away, and you're able to find the person that'll treat you the way you need to be treated.
He's right.
Keep your head up.
Hey, Samantha, we have to go. But
Samantha, I love you. Thank you for sharing your story. Please get back. I'm telling you that, like, you are just not alone.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank
I really,
you.
Really appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you. Thanks so much for being a part of this. I love you.
Thanks for letting me.
Bye, Samantha.
Love you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Samantha was very nice.
Isn't that the
this is so hard.
Story, though? Oh, that man. I don't know. I feel like I've lived that 8 times.
Yeah.
Just like wanting to believe mm-hmm. something that's when all the clues are there. Something yep. that's not quite, I don't know. Okay, so Nick, you're off to, where are you off to again?
Premiere of Jumanji. I gotta go put my suit on, do my hair.
Man, I can do that for you.
You can do my hair?
Oh, I'm really good at it.
I bet.
And you also have new music coming out in 2018. You just wrapped production in Montreal for Doug Liman's film Chaos Walking with Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Yes. He doesn't play Spider-Man in this one.
He doesn't play Spider-Man. That'd be awesome if he did.
And Daisy Ridley as well, who's great. It was a crazy shoot, but we did it.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, guys. This was awesome. I had a lot of fun.
I'm so appreciative. And congratulations on everything.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks. Go on. What do you mean? Huh? But let's end with a compliment first.
You guys
Sim
are awesome. What you do for your listeners is very nice.
Uh-huh.
And your coffee's very good. And your couch is very comfortable.
Okay, but what about how sexy we are?
Very, yes. Sensitive times.
Fine. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, dear listeners. I love you. She's a